Welcome to episode 3 of Anthem EAP's 4-part podcast series, where we are teaching simple practices you can use to improve your mental well-being. I'm your host, Mark DeFee, and with me as always is my fearless co-host, Casey Schroeder. We're licensed therapists with over 30 years of combined experience. In episodes 1 and 2, we talked about how we need to harness our thoughts and make sure that they're in line and helping us move in a positive direction. We also talked about our relationships and how they play a significant role when it comes to our overall happiness and longevity and success in life. So Casey, in episode 3, what are we talking about today?
Well, Mark, we're going to be talking about how we all need to start being a lot more selfish and we need to start helping other people.
So start being selfish by helping other people?
That's right. You heard me right, sir. Yeah, I know it sounds like an oxymoron. I get it. But, you know, as we've already established in episode 1 and 2, you and I are huge nerds and we often read research connected to the psychology of happiness. And what this research shows us is that helping others actually helps us, because helping others helps boost our levels of happiness. And this research shows that not only does it help us boost our level of happiness while we're actually doing that act, but that level of happiness stays with us for several days after the act itself.
And I think that's the part I found most fascinating, that how long it stays with us afterwards, because it does feel good in the moment. Hey, I helped someone else. I'm proud of myself. But to be able to reflect back on that over the next few days to still experience that level of happiness, I think really reiterates just how social we are as beings, as humans, and the connection we need with other people and how interconnected it is with our personality and our moods.
Yeah, it is interconnected with our personality and our moods, but it's also interconnected to our actual physical being. This same research shows that helping others, besides just helping us feel happier, it actually helps us with some physical effects. It helps lower our blood pressure. It helps us deal with chronic pain. And for folks who might be elderly, might be kind of in the retirement stage of their life, it helps us live longer because it gives us a sense of purpose, which is pretty profound when you're talking about helping others.
Yeah, you're right. That sense of purpose is key to feeling fulfilled in life. And so we talked about how it boosts our mood. And it increases our physical health. There's another key component here, and that's a study from Columbia University that talked about how when we help others navigate stressful situations, we're actually enhancing our own ability at what's called emotional regulation, which is basically just a fancy way of saying our ability to control our emotions. So we're gaining this new skill set too, because as we all know, responding appropriately during stressful situations is crucial. And so we're now gaining this new skill just from helping other people. And it makes a lot of sense when you stop and think about it, or at least when I do, with my background. I know, Casey, I've shared with you, I was diagnosed with epilepsy in high school. And with epilepsy, stress is the biggest driver, the biggest concern. And what I found was that being able to stop and step out of my own thoughts and worries with this new diagnosis and just focus my time on someone else or on volunteering at a place that aligns with my values, it really reduced my stress, because for a few hours, I was able to step out of my world and just say, I'm going to focus on something else and give my time, my energy to a cause or to people that I believe in and I want to help. And it made a world of difference. So I absolutely see what you're saying with all of this.
Yeah. And to take that kind of a step further, you know, we're both therapists, right? You know, being a therapist, helping others in a session helps me just as much as it helps them. And it's because my clients have taught me so much. By helping them, I've learned more about my emotional regulation too. So it's in all different areas of life you can find helping others really helping you.
You know, it's funny, as I had, when I was an intern in graduate school, I had a mentor But she said to me that same thing, that from every client, you need to be thinking about what you're getting from the relationship too. And it's not about you, obviously. It's about the client coming to see you for help. But if you really want to maximize your connection with them, you need to think about how are you being helped through this interaction too. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is. It is very interesting. And I think we're in a time in our lives that it's really hard for us to think about, you know, how can I help others when I'm barely getting by myself, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the truth is that these acts don't have to be huge acts. This can be you smiling at somebody else. And yes, we're all supposed to be wearing masks, so that other person might not actually see you smile, but they can see your eyes and they know yeah, you're smiling.
You smile
right?
with your eyes, as they say.
Right. Or holding the door open for somebody, you know? I mean, there's nothing more helpful to a mom who has her hands full with a young child than to open that door for them. You don't understand. That could totally change their day around. So yes, we are all going through hard times, but that doesn't mean that you can't help others starting today, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, not only that, in terms of we're talking about even small acts can move the needle for both people involved. But when you do those things, it becomes contagious. And a good example is a week or two ago, I was in the Starbucks drive-thru line and I pulled up to the counter and the lady said, "Oh, the car in front of you paid for your coffee." And it was one of those, oh my gosh, that is so kind of someone to take the time to do that. And so I immediately said, well, I want to do the same. And I paid for the car behind me. But it was one of those moments where it really did feel like helping others is contagious. If someone's doing it and I see it, I want to be part of that or do something similar.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna disclose our secrets here. So Mark and I were talking about this, and he told me that he did this in the Starbucks drive-up line, and yesterday I was having a pretty tough day, just overwhelmed. It was a bad day, you know, really a lot of stuff going on with work, and trying to figure out the whole school thing with my kiddos, and so I said, you know what, I'm gonna take a break. And I am going to go to Starbucks and get a pumpkin spice latte and soothe my soul. So went up and I thought about Mark and what he said. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to turn my day around too and turn that person behind me's day around. I'm going to pay for her coffee. And when I did that, my five-year-old who was in the back said, "What did you just do?" I said, "Well, you know, I was being nice. I was helping somebody else out and buying him a cup of coffee." And later that day or in the evening, we went to the kindergarten open house for my five-year-old. And lo and behold, we're walking in and she saw a piece of trash and she picked it up and she put it in the trash can. And I said, "That was a very nice thing to do." And she said, "Well, I'm helping others, Mom, just like you did today." So it's contagious. It's, you know, yeah. It's not just adult to adult, but it's modeling that for our kids as well.
That's a good point. And Ed, this is a tough time for everyone, but it's also an opportunity to say, even during tough times, it's important to find little moments to support each other, even if we're strangers and we're never going to see each other again. Mm-hmm. So with that, we want to do something a little different, and that is challenge our listeners for this next week. On a daily basis, find one small way to help someone else. And again, if you want to do something grand, we're not going to stop you, but something small could be emailing someone and just saying, "Hey, I really appreciate you and everything that you do," or even better yet, calling them or having an actual conversation, or like Casey said, holding the door open for people or whatever it is. You know, it doesn't need to be planned. It can be something spontaneous, but we challenge you to just keep it in the front of your mind that at least once a day, you want to find a way to help others and see what that does. See if you're able to continue keeping that high level of happiness from doing this on a daily basis, which is actually what we're going to be talking about in our last series, or in our last episode of this series. Episode 4, we're going to be talking about positive psychology and how do you develop your own happiness hygiene plan to keep that level, that happiness level high. So we hope you have enjoyed these sessions with us. Please come back for the 4th and final episode. Until then, take care and be well.